There is no statistical proof whatsoever that living together before you get married aids in a marriage staying together or lessens the chance of divorce. Some studies show just the opposite. And so that kind of secular reasoning is flawed and downright shameful to use that kind of an excuse. Over the years, I've gotten much more direct and much more blunt in this area. When somebody is living together and they don't want to get married, or they want to get married a year or two or three down the road, which is not uncommon anymore, it's a problem of commitment. And one or both of them does not want to commit the way that marriage calls people to commit. And I do my best to lovingly, caringly, gently get to that point where I can expose that error, that sin. And generally, I look at the guy and I say, do you want to treat your future wife and you, the future mother of your children, like a used car? Do you want to drive her around the block for a few weeks or a few days before you commit to making the purchase? Is that what you're telling her right here in front of your pastor and in front of God, that your wife is nothing more than a used car? And that generally gets quite a discussion going.